Happy Friday and welcome to another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Today, we wrap up our coverage of HP's reInvent conference in Houston, Texas, and bring you a conversation I had with Mary Ann Yule, president and CEO of HP Canada, and vice president of Channels, John Camilleri. We talk through some of the big stories of reInvent, the continuing focus on the shift from transactional to contractual when dealing with partners, selling on the end-user experience, and for sustainability, and how the company's focus on security is a game-changer for partners on both endpoint devices and print. It's a great conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with Mary Ann and John. John, Mary Ann, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks, Rob. It's great to be here. I'm so glad you're in Houston with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. I'm glad to have made it out. I guess to throw it open, can we maybe start with your thoughts and reactions to the event in general, the kind of the theme and the tone of this year's reInvent?
I mean, the major theme of the whole activity, the whole event that we're doing here, is transform to perform, a transformation of the entire HP organization and what we're doing in order to better enable our partners as they're on the transformation journey to enhance their performance. And that's driven, I mean, obviously at HP and as well as at our partners, in order to be able to better serve our customer communities. And our customers are also transforming. So it's very exciting that there is this thread of transform to perform throughout every part of our partner community and our end user community. So very exciting that what we're doing at HP as far as the technology and how we're enhancing it and how we continue to evolve it and make it world class and better than everybody else's is resonating with our partners and providing them with opportunities to take that to customers and take it to customers in a contractual conversation as they're transforming how they're consuming HP technology, and to continue to add value to our customers so that our customers are more able to succeed and compete in the areas that they compete in.
Digital transformation keeps coming up. But what do you find it means, and what do partners tell you it means to them, and perhaps more importantly to their customers?
Well, a lot of our partners, they're talking about for certain contractual engagements, because it creates a different relationship with a customer, different entanglement within that end customer. And being able to help the customers, allow the customers to have time and energy to expend on the areas where they will be able to take their think tank of people at the customer environment and leave the technology, if you will, to our partners. So they can run the technology for them and the customer can run their business for them. You know, they're loving things like our proactive analytics on TechPulse because it helps them get ahead of the experience for the customer so that the end customer, you know, who is the customer ultimately of the IT department, is really happy with the technology and they're really happy with the relationship they have with IT and therefore their vendor, HP, and their reselling partner.
In this transactual to contractual kind of play that we keep talking about, what are the big opportunities you see for partners right now?
Sure. I mean, in our world and in our partners' world, the obvious plays are devices as a service and managed print services. Mm-hmm. Clearly, our MPS business is more mature. Our partners are critical in that area. Our channel MPS partners specifically are, always about a total solution, delivering true value to customers, true cost savings, ease of doing business with them, and creating what is also underlying everything here is a great customer experience. So we've got lots of maturity on that end. We continue to enhance that through better tools, more security around our solutions. So we continue to evolve. I think, you know, you heard a few times here, the companies that remain successful over time are the ones that continue to reinvent. Reinvent. And I think that's exactly what's happening in our MPS practice. And our partners are doing the same thing. So I think we're doing quite well there on the DaaS side, devices as a service. Mm-hmm. We've had some really good successes with partners. There are certain customer profiles that better fit devices as a service. It doesn't fit all types of customers out there. But with the offerings of our partners, it's a pretty compelling story, frankly. And we're seeing some good channel DaaS wins quite recently. So it's evolving. It will get stronger. And I think when the, you know, the younger workforce are continue to grow in their work environment and are making decisions on behalf of their organizations, I think we will see more interest in DaaS, and we will continue to see more interest generally in everything as a service.
Where are you seeing success in DaaS today, and what do you see as the next frontiers for device as a service?
Well, I can. So, in terms of the partnerships that we have and where we've seen it be successful, mm-hmm. I would say we've had success through channel partners in anywhere from a customer that might have 50 users up to 500 users. That seems to be the sweet spot for our partners. I know there's a lot of interest on the enterprise side, no doubt about it, but where we've seen partner success at this point is in that space.
How does selling the experience resonate with customers, and how are partners doing on that evolution?
Well, there's a lot of partners that are already engaging in experience conversation with their end customers, because the IT department needs to be able to serve those customers so that they have uptime on everything that they're doing. And they want their employees engaged, and technology is such an important part of everybody's personal brand. So for your computer, you want it to look good. It's part of your personal jewelry. It is an extension of who you are. And HP's technology and our PCs look beautiful. So that gives the first thing, the you know, newcomer to a work environment gets this great new HP PC, and it looks beautiful. They feel happy about it. Mm-hmm. And then if it's taken care of by the partner community so that there's never an issue, you've always got your email, you're able to collaborate easily with the great collaboration tools now that we've built right into the machines. It just makes for a better experience for the end customer. The fact that there's privacy screens available on our PCs, but as well as on our big screens now in these open work environments, so that it just makes it easier for the employee to enjoy the experience of the technology. And if it's on a device as a service, if it's managed through our partners, then it's even that much better, because they have no care. It's just, it works all the time, and somebody takes good care of it. So there's a lot of customers that are moving down that path. There are other ones that are, you know, everyone's in a different part of that journey. So some of them totally get it. We were talking to somebody recently that they're putting in metrics around experience level service agreements, if you will. So it's a different conversation. They also then identify personas of different individuals in the company, like who needs what kind of device for what reason. Right. So that you identify the persona, then you can create standards for that organization. They can be served with HP technology because it's more secure, but they know that the C-suite gets this kind, the person in finance who does this, or the super user that requires a great notebook that does lots of power stuff, they're going to a Z workstation or a Z workstation because it's just a really robust and powerful laptop, but it's persona-based and individualized because everybody's expecting an individual experience now.
At re:Invent, we've seen a bunch of announcements and kind of looks at where things are going in terms of the technology. What are you guys excited about in terms of what you're seeing and hearing on the technology side?
Security, for sure. It's not even like, it's kind of table stakes now,
yeah.
But we're way ahead of the curve on the table stakes, if you will, because our technology is so, the most robust, the most secure PCs, most secure manageable PCs on Earth, the most secure printers on Earth. We're already ahead of that, even though we're seeing it as table stakes, because you just got to be able to offer that. I think the collaboration tools, as more and more we look at how people live and work in their office, and everybody has this one life where you use your computer for lots of things, mm-hmm. how do you make sure that the technology addresses you as a person, whether you're working at home, whether you're working in a coffee shop, whether you're working in the office, so you can collaborate easily, you can jump on a Zoom meeting, and it works really easily. There isn't, I don't know if you've ever been on a conference call.
Maybe once or twice.
And the first couple of minutes usually is like, I'm sorry, are we there? Are we connected? Can we see each other?
Yeah, yeah.
I think more and more people are going to be using the video part of conference calls. It's been, you know, everybody's got a camera on their HP computer, but more and more people are using it now to actually have a relationship that they're cultivating face-to-face with somebody through the technology. So I think there's some really exciting things that are going to come. And there'll be more things, because we keep looking at the trends, not only the mega trends on what's happening, but also how is work changing. You know, we've already been talking in our organization about, as we have autonomous driving one day happens, does then the car become an office?
Yeah.
Right? What are you gonna do with your time there, right? You're gonna work. You're gonna take meetings in your autonomous vehicle. So we're already having conversations about what does that look like for us. So I think there's a lot of really cool things that are on the horizon that are gonna be exciting for Canadians and anybody consuming technology.
John, anything to add to that?
Yeah, look, I think the only thing, I mean, Marianne said it very well. I think the other one was how, you know, we're making print so much easier mm-hmm. now, you know, with HP Rome. It is, it's fluid, it's easy. And again, it just speaks to customer experience. I mean, everything we do is all about customer experience. It doesn't really matter what portfolio of solutions you look at. It's a theme throughout all of our technology, as is, of course, security. And so it's exciting. You know, we don't stop. It's almost like we have this hunger to just continue to improve. Regardless of the improvements we've made, it's never enough. And it's never enough because customers want a better experience all the time. So if you're focused on the customer and you're focused on their experience, you quickly come to realize there is no end game. It's always about getting better. And it's amazing to be part of a company that lives and breathes that every day.
The other thing about that is that sustainability has always been around for a long time on conversations, posters, and things. We have so much of that ingrained in what we do, in every part of what we do, whether it's in our supply chain, the design of our products, the toner cartridges that are made from recycled materials. That is becoming more and more important to society at large, and more important as the millennials and Gen Z come up through the ranks. And we're already so it's so ingrained in what we do and how we serve the world that's exciting. And I think that will be actually a big shift that's going to happen, that people will start to make different choices, more so than they do today around that. We'll start seeing it built into procurement asks that'll be more robust, and they'll really more specifically ask, how do you participate in the circular economy? What are you really doing in oceans? What are you really doing? So I think there's going to be some really cool things there that are also going to impact.
Sustainability is obviously a big topic for HP. Do you find your partners are getting into lockstep with you and kind of getting the business benefit of sustainability along with you for their businesses?
It depends on the partner, depends on the geography, and depends on who they sell to. You're in British Columbia, hugely important.
Right.
Everyday in BC really value sustainability. They have a different mindset that, you know, we have cultural nuances across our great, great country. Mm. So really, really materially important there for sure. Education, absolutely. There's so many different places that it works. Healthcare, again, different places that have a different mandate. The federal government talks about cybersecurity and talks about sustainability as an important part of what we're doing in our country. So yes, there are different people at different parts of that journey depending on who they serve, and the other ones will come along as well. It'll just be the other end users, rather. The partners all understand it, and some partners are just way more ahead of it.
All right. Before we wrap this up, any big asks or requests you have for partners coming out of reInvent this week?
Oh, my big ask of the partners is to keep delighting end customers with HP technology. I mean, we are bringing up some amazing things. We're growing together. We're excited together. Call me personally. I go visit virtually every partner across the country. I'm happy to do that. I think there's so much before us as an HP partner that if you continue to engage with us and continue to push us to reInvent, tell us what's going on in your market, how do we get better for you, just keep doing what you're doing and keep partnering with HP. And thank you so much for everybody for your partnership.
John, anything you'd like to add to that?
Kind of along the same thing, delight the customer. Delight the customer in every way, in every part of the buying, using, disposal of any technology. Delight them along the way. Change. Don't be afraid to change. Take a leap and take some chances, because if you're taking chances to delight customers, I think in the end we're all going to win, our partners and HP. So just, you know, go for it and sell more.
All right, guys. I know it's been a busy week for you, and thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much, Rob.
There you have it, the rundown on HP reInvent 2019 with Marianne Ewell and John Camilleri. I'd like to thank Marianne and John for taking the time, thank HP for having me out to reInvent, and thank you for listening. Next week I'll be coming to you live once again, this time from New Orleans for Cisco's annual Partner Marketing Velocity event. But before that, the show will be back on Monday as we talk to Cisco's Nirav Sheth and Longview Systems' Kent McDonald about the evolving data center market. In the meantime, if you're enjoying the podcast, we'd ask that you take a second to give us a review in your podcast app of choice. And of course, you can always subscribe to the podcast in Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts to be sure you don't miss a thing. I'll see you next week, but until then, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.